Hi, this is Jessica Jacobs reading Jacob's Gift. Mid-step, no warning, a healthy person's spirit would flee their nostrils with a sneeze. The Talmud says such sudden deaths were once the only deaths. So it wouldn't have been uncommon how my grandmother found him. Her husband slumped at the breakfast table, face resting on his crossed arms like a student asleep in a library carrel. Yet when an aging Jacob reached for life's next rung and found only air, he prayed for more time. So God created illness. So Jacob lay in what he thought was his deathbed and summoned his sons. He promised revelations, and naming was its own kind of prophecy. For Jacob called each man as he was and as his tribe would be. Reuben was unstable water, Shimon and Levi lawless weapons, and on down the line. A lion's whelp, ship's haven, strong-boned ass, viper by the path, raider of raiders, fat loaf of bread, hind let loose, wild colts on a hillside, ravenous wolf. 20 years now without him, and my grandfather's voice is still the one I'd like most to hear. His the counsel I've most needed. Before his final breakfast, he'd walked 3 miles, lifted weights. I'm sorry, Grandpa, but what would I give to have given you Jacob's gift? To have watched you weaken as I sat beside your bed, your hand gone frail in mine. To have had you call me by my right names. Rain leavened lake, kitchen mandolin, lawyer snakelet, student's refuge, cuss-headed mule, poison ivy on the path, striver of strivers, gluten-free toast, curator of commas, association maker, or insufficient namer, bereft as I am of all death took when it took you too quickly.